Hello everyone, welcome to Disruption Works Chit Chat, talking about chatbots, voice development, and how technology can help overcome challenges and be deployed in your organization. Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Disruption Works Chit Chat with Sean and Steve. Hi Sean, how are you doing today?
Yes, well, good, thank you. Looking forward to the weekend.
You've had some drilling next door, I understand. It's driving you insane.
Yeah, on day seven now of the drilling. my neighbours had all their windows replaced, so that's it's been fun to listen to.
Yeah, the joys of working from home, eh?
You know, that's I don't know. You get that. I've been in the office and they've been doing roadworks and stuff, so yeah. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Swings and roundabouts. Well, as the astute amongst you might have realised, I've done the intro this week, which is a bit of an odd one because we're going to talk this week about charity fundraising and how chatbots can help you with that. And Sean, you're kind of the lead on these projects when we're talking to charities. So I thought it's probably the right way around to pick your brains on this, because, you know, this is what you've been doing and you've been working quite hard with different charities on how this might work for them. So I suppose kicking off, how do we go about using a chatbot for a fundraising thing? Where do you start with that kind of thing?
Well, the idea behind this is that if you've got a chatbot on your website or in your social spaces that can engage with people that have landed on your website or looking to find out a little bit more how they get involved or they can fundraise, then the chatbot is a nice frictionless way to start that conversation. So if someone was to go in and maybe ask more broadly, you know, how do I get involved? How do I help? The chatbot can steer them down that journey, or even if you're a bit more specific and say, I'm interested in doing a skydive. Again, the chatbot can give some intro text and information around that. But I think the idea is that you very quickly hand that person off to a human that can, let's say, convert that individual or get them signed up to do the fundraiser. So that can happen in many ways. So the chatbot could give you some information, Steve, about skydiving. We've got a skydiving thing. This is, you know, the club that run it for us that we recommend, blah, blah. Would you like to speak to Jane about, you know, about the skydiving fundraising that we do? And you're in the moment. You're right there. It couldn't be any more of a good time to try and then, whip you over to a human. And that can be done via live chat. Could be that there's a click to dial phone number that's presented to you. Yeah, give us a bell. We'd love to talk to you about this. Or another option would be that you go, oh, would you like to have a chat with us about it? It's 8 o'clock at night. We'll give you a call in the morning if you like. When's a good time to ring? And you say, give me a call tomorrow afternoon then. And obviously it's a nice lead gen tool from that perspective.
Well, it's interesting to say it's like a lead gen because it's like a commercial lead gen outside of just the charity space, isn't it? It's the same principles, you know.
Oh, exactly.
You know, where your time, mate.
Yeah, if you were running Steve's, you know, Spa and Leisure and I came on and I was asking about membership, it's exactly the same process that, we've got some membership available at the moment. We're actually running a special offer. Would you like to speak to one of our team about it? Yeah, so it would actually, that'd be good. Okay, how would you like to get in touch? You know, live chat, and then it would present the again the options around how you're going to navigate through that journey so that we can get you through to someone to convert you. So yeah, exactly the same situation in a commercial setting as it would be in a charity. I think the thing for the charities is, yeah, sometimes they've got lots of different campaigns on. Could be one's, you know, animal rights, one's human rights over here. This is talking about fundraising. And then dependent on the route that you take could be the different team that you get put through to do that stuff.
Yeah, because we can Specifically hand over to the right live chat team or person, you know, depending on how big your charity is. You know, some charities are quite small and they lean on few people. And I suppose that's the reason we're trying to do as much automation for those people as possible so that they can do as much of the charity work as possible. But they'll have fundraising teams that they want to be able to do as well, you know, and that... I suppose what we're trying to do, a bit like the commercial model, is a warm transfer over to that fundraiser that's going to convert. So it's that kind of scenario you're looking at supporting, really.
Yeah, and I say the chatbot can warm them up a little bit and give them some intro into the subject matter, but then you want to get them over to the humans to talk about the hows and whys and, you know, I say convert that person. And the important thing, like I said, was that doesn't matter if that is was done on the website, whether they saw something on Facebook and they started a conversation with you, whether they went on your website and it said chat to us and it was a WhatsApp number that you text. The chatbot can always be that, I don't want to use the term first line of defense, but also the, you know, the opener for that conversation to either qualify in or qualify out that individual, and get them to a place where the chatbot can send them over.
I suppose there's then a lot of the opportunity of signposting it around, so if they're volunteers or they want to do a volunteer kind of journey, because that's another important part for the charities as well, isn't it? You know, then you can lead them to the right content and how you can volunteer for us and all that type of stuff. Equally with the handoff, if that's important. You know, but yeah, you could have that that same kind of journey for those individuals as well.
Exactly, and then that can go through to the right human to deal with that. So if you know, volunteering and fundraising are two separate elements most likely in all charities. So if you're looking for volunteering opportunities, you can find out, oh, we're looking for people to do telephone befriending because it's an older person's charity. Oh, great. You know, we're desperate for people. We'd love, you know, you can commit as much or as little time as you like. Would you like to speak to Michael about, you know, volunteering and how you can get involved? And again, the same, all the same idea, just about warming people up to a point where it's nice to hand them off. But it's not the same barrier as just plonking a live chat on your website and going, ah, speak to us now. And you go, I don't really know anything about it yet. And you kind of, I don't want to commit my name and email address to this live chat before, you know, I've found out a little bit of stuff for myself. And then I'm a little bit more comfortable to go, oh yeah, okay, let's speak to Michael then about volunteering.
And that's a true warming up. So I suppose at that point then, the conversion rate to the live chat person, to the human that's actually got the conversation, is going to be quite significant because they've already done some of qualifying questions, or they've seen some of the information, like we're saying, about this complicated lead gen journey where people go around and there's something they need to know, you know, how much money goes to admin in your organization, how much gets to the end kind of recipient of the charity's help. You know, that is, you know, questions like that are things that you need to get done before people are willing to donate. You know,
they remove the barriers, because it's frictionless way to go in and just ask a chatbot how you funded, or, you know, all those sorts of questions. Who are your trustees, you know, those sorts of questions that could be barriers to you getting involved. You know, it could even be, you know, carbon neutral, for example, if you know, all those sorts of questions that might be, I'm not sure if this is the right charity for me, but I've got some questions, and that might be a little bit awkward to ask a human about that. I don't want to start talking about money and stuff now. It just gets awkward. So that could be the situation. But the other thing that I was going to mention here is when you do get handed over to a human, that agent can see all the history of the conversation anyway, so they can see that you were looking at skydiving over here, then you were swimming around in the volunteering section. So it just means that employee, if you like, is far more informed about what this individual is interested in. And the other important part of that is that for each of these subject matters, that we could drop an attribute on that individual. So even if it took Steve Tompkinson 2 months of just dipping in and finding out a little bit more about the charity before you got to that point where you're like, actually, I know I am kind of ready to speak to someone about this, then we'll know enough about you in the background to go, Steve was looking at skydiving previously, Steve was looking at fundraising previously, Steve was looking at donating previously. So again, we've got a little bit of a story about you that that helps inform the conversation, and then it just removes a lot of the human then going, oh, Steve, what are you interested in? And you have to tell that whole thing all over again. You kind of have to put all my details in again, really, about this.
I suppose also from that perspective, the agent then can, they'll know that they're interested in events, not in just maybe a direct debit kind of donation journey, because that's not what they've looked at all. It's, they're an active individual, they're this kind of shape. So you go, do you want to talk to us about some events we've got coming up? Would you like to, go down that journey? And that's, you're probably going to convert really well. So it's proper warm transfer, even though they've come back at a later date, because we still know who they are and that we've got an idea of what their journey was when they visited us last time.
And from the member of public's point of view, again, they're not having to start that conversation from scratch within the bot. That, I was looking at skydiving when I was last on this website 3 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, I should find out a little bit more about that because I'm still interested. I just got tied up with something else and got busy. So, these are all the important points. But something that, we haven't mentioned as yet is interjecting in the conversation. So, everything that we've mentioned so far is about the user initiating the live chat or pressing the click to dial or whatever. But also what you can do is you can have, as a charity or a business, is have your people watching the live chat, the conversation as it unfolds in the background. Yep. And if you see that, this Steve chap's looking a bit keen, he's looked at skydiving, he's looked at running, he's looked at the walking events, I might just jump in here and just see if I can capture him, in the moment. And again, it doesn't have to be user initiated. We'll just type in, hey, Steve, it's Sean from the office. Is there something we can talk about? See you looking at the skydiving. And you'll go, yeah, actually, I was kind of thinking about doing this with some friends. Like, how much, what's the minimum I have to raise? And then we're straight into it. So you can interject in the conversations. And again, from the organization's perspective, it doesn't matter if Steve's talking to us on the website, it doesn't matter if Steve's talking to us on Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever. For me, it's all the same, because I'm just in the chatbot backend platform looking at these conversations going in, and I can just ping out my messages to people, which kind of leads us on to the next point, which is around broadcasted messages.
Right.
So not so easy to do on the web, but you can sign people up for emails. That's fine. Emails are a bit old hat now, and they just, a deluge of emails that everyone gets. Yeah. But if you can do this on the social channels like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, get people to opt into a message, then or opt into a newsletter, then that gives you the capability to send hyper-targeted campaigns out to these people through those channels, which have the most amazing open rates. So just to give you some figures, Steve, across all industries, we know that if you can broadcast to someone on Facebook Messenger, then your open rates are between 80 and 85%.
Yeah, right.
And the click-through rates are 50 to 55%.
Yeah, it blows everything else out of the water, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another world from sending emails where you go, blah, 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 and it's this whole big spam of stuff. But what I say, you can send hyper-targeted campaigns to these people. So, I know that Steve signed up for a newsletter, but I also know from the conversation he had with the chatbot that Steve's interest is skydiving and walking. So I can send you some super hyper-targeted stuff going, hey, our skydiving club is open for the next round of fundraising at blah, blah, airfield, the 26th of May. You interested in getting involved?
There's also another feature that is in the Facebook broadcast, which is responding directly from a comment made on a post as well, isn't there? So you can actually respond with Messenger if somebody puts in a particular response, So targeted responses based on like keyword matching and stuff like that, that then goes and responds to somebody. So if somebody goes, that sounds great, you can go back, oh, if you thought it was great, then we can always help you sign up if you want to get involved. It's easier than you think, type of thing. So you can respond quite quickly without it being down to the social media manager or individual again, as we keep saying, you know, these teams aren't as big as you think, that has to respond to everything that's commented. So especially like that, you know, we keep talking about skydiving, you're fixated on skydiving, you're
it's a good example.
Yeah, but it, you know, if you put a post up about this is you know, our next big event, that's going to be a major post, it's going to link through to the right content, it's going to be quite a major social post that might be pinned at the top of the feed or something like that. That one would then, you know, any comments, any stuff that's made on that, then the chatbot can actually respond to those people, you know, which is massively powerful to warm them up and get them in the loop, get them interested.
So, yeah, so most people refer to this as community management, where you do a social media post and then obviously someone's got to pick through the comments to, you know, say, oh, you know, thanks for your comment, Jane. We'd love to see you at our next skydiving event.
Yeah. You know,
but like you're alluding to there is that you could automate that. So you set up the chatbot to go, right, you pick through that chatbot. And if you see the word great, love to, interesting, you know, you come up with a list of words, you know, a flame emoji, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you could broadcast back to that person to say, hey, thanks for your comment. We'd love to find out more about your, you know, what you'd like to do skydiving wise.
Yeah, so just again, DM them. Yeah, so you're DMing them on that straight from that post and just going, you know, here's a message personal to you. It could get you in the loop of going, you know, get involved, start the get involved journey on the chatbot. And they can go and find a bit more out, do all the things that we've just talked about, but they haven't left their social media yet. They're still on Facebook.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some Facebook rules from a user experience perspective that you have to adhere to. But essentially, if someone communicates with your chatbot, then that sort of gives you 24 hours to ping them a message outside of, you know, the usual chat. If they, you know, if they spoke to you yesterday, you could ping them a message the following day that says, hey, you know, did you find out everything you were looking to find out yesterday? Oh, yes. No, sorry. I was interested. But, you know, then someone rang me and I got distracted. And, you know, this is what happens in life. So there's a nice way to bring people back online before you lose them. And then it's, you know, weeks or weeks or months before they, you know, get a chance to pick it back up again, because that is just what happens in life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that sounds really good. I think that's probably covered quite a lot of that stuff off. I mean, there's loads of personalization within that for every charity. Everybody has their different approaches and charities. Some are event driven, like we've been talking about. Some are more donation journeys. But, you know, I suppose that's the point, is that this is all a bespoke space to respond and be really personal to your audience. You know, even if you've got multiple audiences within your own, you know, donation journeys, you know, that people have more than one route to get people to help them fundraise and stuff.
It all comes back to some baseline facts, realistically, and that is that browsing habits have changed. So people can't be bothered to go pages and pages deep into your website to find out the information. Those search bars on websites are absolutely a waste of time. The stuff that comes back, just mostly not relevant, so spending more effort. The chatbots provide immediate responses to these inbound inquiries. So if, again, from a user experience, it's really positive because you've asked a question and you've immediately been drilled down to the information that you were after from the offer, had a question answered that you were concerned about. And this can happen 24/7. So it doesn't matter if I'm interested in finding out about skydiving at 11 o'clock at night, I can go in and get that information, get my response. And if I want to take it further, then I can still just leave my details. And then from my user experience perspective, I'm thinking, great, I've done my bit. it's over to them now. They're going to come back to me with the info that I was, that the additional info that I needed that maybe was over and above what the chatbot told me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for that, Sean. And our chatbot for charities expert in the business. So thank you very much. And I hope everybody found that really interesting. And, you know, as always, if you've got a subject that you want us to discuss, or you've got some sort of particular challenge that you're trying to achieve within your business, that the automation or conversation automation might be of interest, then, you know, just get in touch and let us know what you think. But thanks very much.
Good stuff. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Cheerio. Bye now. Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us on the Disruption Works podcast. If you'd like to find any of the previous episodes or series, then just search Disruption Works Chit Chat on your favourite podcast platform. Next week, we'll be talking about chatbots, voice development, and everything in between. So I hope you can join us then.